Shalom Aleichem, welcome on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to our Shmiras HaLashon program, To Think Before We Speak, Part 13 of 120. The Chafetz Chaim cites a fascinating case in which a person comes forward to Beis Din with all of its authority. He comes to the court. Bidvar Isur B'Yechidi. He has something to report, but he is only one witness. So the halacha is, in the simple, original, straightforward case, Kevan She'en Yachal Lavo Mizem Shota Eles, since there is no purpose, if you say testimony as one person, because we have a halacha, Pishnaim Eidim Yakum Davar, there have to be two witnesses in order for us to take action. And therefore, the only function that this person serves by saying over this testimony is essentially Lashon Hara, because there's nothing constructive that could come out of it. The famous Gemara, which is the source of this, is brought in the Be'er Mayim Chayim Psachim Kuf Yud Gimel, that a person, Tuvya, did something wrong, and a person, Zigud, came forward to say testimony about him in front of Rav Papa, and they gave Malkus to Zigud, who was the witness. Omar Lei, his response was, and this became a famous quote, Tuvya Chata, Tuvya is the one who did wrong, V'Zigud Mingid, and I'm the one who gets the Malkus, I'm the one who gets the lashes. And he answered, yes, because the person who did wrong, we couldn't prove anything because you're only one witness. Lo yakum eid echad be'ish. One person cannot come upon another in testimony. And as a result, you're the one in violation. And that is this concept that one person, even when he's coming to very authoritative people, it could be that he's still saying Lashon Hara. Now, two cases that we should consider are, number one, the casual tattletaling, which is reported to a Rebbe or teacher. And we have to ask ourselves whether we're training the child in Lashon Hara by listening to it and by acting upon it, or if it's possible that in a certain way there is a toelus. Sometimes if the teacher is tipped off, they can't take action based on the words of another child, but they could keep their eyes out, and they could engage the different parties in a conversation to expose a problem which might be occurring. You could have bullying happening, you could have other forms of taking advantage of one another. And in some cases, it is l'toeles, perhaps at the very least, just for the teacher to be tipped off and to be more aware of what's going on. Also, cases of abuse, physical abuse. Very often, there are no witnesses. It's done privately. But the Paiskim say that there are cases where it's raglayim l'davar, where there is substance to the claim, and you're able through cross-examination, etc., to feel fairly confident and be able to take action. And as a result, there are times where even the extreme case, there are no witnesses at all. All there is a claim, and it might still be litoeles. So as we introduce this halacha, this is the basic halacha, that a person should not be coming as one person, because nothing can come of it. But if there is litoeles, if there is constructive purpose, then we always have to keep that in mind, that there may be cases where it's very worthwhile to bring this information to the fore. Chafetz Chaim continues and says that until now we were talking about a person who speaks an isolated occurrence, instance of Lashon Hara. But if he joins a chevra shel anshei resha uba'alei lashon hara, if he joins a group, that this is what they do, this is their culture. Some people talk stocks, some people play backgammon, some people schmooze about other people. So then he falls into the status of losiya acharei rabim l'ra'os, don't join the multitudes to do wrong. Even if there are many, there's no protection in numbers. On the contrary, it becomes its own distinct violation. And in the Be'er Mayim Chayim, the Chafetz Chaim points out that there are many other psukim, including the very first pasuk in Tehillim, uv'moshav leitzim lo yashav, not to hang out with such people who scoff other people, make fun of the failings of others. Finally, one more thought. If a person is machazik b'machlokas ayidei sipuro, he uses Lashon Hara as a means of making a machlokas, then he is in violation of the pasuk losiya ki korach v'cha'adoso, that you should not be like Korach and his group in which they used Lashon Hara, speaking badly about Moshe, about Aaron, as a means of riling up the crowd and bringing them against others. So if a person uses the Lashon Hara as a means not just to taunt, to tease, to put down, but actually to create machlokas, then it would be its own violation. Thank you so much for joining. Have a wonderful day.